Good morning. Many religious people have narrow vision about what saves us. Some will claim that we're saved by faith only. Others say we're saved by grace only, while still others say we're saved only by the blood of Jesus. The truth is that we are saved not by any one of these, but by all of them. Let me illustrate. A farmer makes a bumper wheat crop. A merchant asks, "How is that tractor that I sold you?" And the farmer replies, "Great, it made me 25,000 bushels of wheat." To another he says, "That seed I got from you made me 25,000 bushels of wheat." To another, "That new fertilizer made me 25,000 bushels of wheat." All the factors he named combined to make his wheat crop. In the spiritual realm, there are many factors that work together to affect our salvation. You can compare it with a chain, where all the links are vital and no one can be left out. The chain is not one link, but many. So it is with God's chain of salvation. An exhaustive study of the gospel of Christ will demonstrate that there are many factors that work together to accomplish our salvation. The prophet declared, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation." Isaiah 12, verse 2. Every good gift comes from God, James 1, 17. And that includes salvation. God wants people to be saved. He loved us and sent Jesus to die for our sins that we could be saved. Even though God hates sin, Psalm 179, verse 104, He loves the sinner and desires to save them. But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5, verse 8. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." 1 Timothy 2, 3-4, and 1 Timothy 4, verse 10. None can minimize this link in the chain of salvation, for without God none can be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6, 23. Why did Jesus Christ come into the world? The angel answers, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, because it is he that will save his people from their sins." Matthew 1, 21. Jesus answers, "The Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost." Luke 19, 10. Paul answers, "Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. Jesus was the perfect Savior. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9. When Peter and John were arrested for preaching Jesus, they answered, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4, verse 12. That is simply another way of saying no one else can save. And that's true. There just cannot be any argument on this point by people who believe the Bible. Jesus Christ saves, but he does not save apart from the other links in the chain. We are clearly told that the gospel of Christ saves us. "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." Romans 1:16. That is the reason Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark 16:15. People just cannot be saved without the gospel. As Paul wrote, "I make known unto you, brethren, the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you received, and wherein also you stand, by which also you are saved." 1 Corinthians 15, 1 and 2. When Cornelius, a righteous man, a religious man who wanted to do right with God, Acts 10, 1 and 2, prayed to God, and an angel was sent to him, not to tell him what to do to be saved, but, "Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved." Acts 11, 13 and 14. In order to be saved, Cornelius had to hear the gospel. So Peter preached the gospel to him. James wrote later, "Receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls." James 1, 21. The gospel is another vital link in the chain of salvation. The principle is firmly rooted in the Old Testament and repeated in the New. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. All of the animal sacrifices under the law of Moses reminded Israel of their sins and foreshadowed the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Hebrews 10:1-4. The apostle wrote, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Romans 5:8-9. Peter shows the same. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18-19. Not only were we cleansed from sin by the blood of Christ when we were baptized into his death, Romans 6:3-4, Paul shows that all spiritual blessings are in Christ, Ephesians 1:3-6. And then he states clearly, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, Ephesians 1:7. None can be saved without the blood of Jesus. It is indeed a vital link in the chain of salvation. Jesus made clear the need for grace when he said, So likewise ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants, we have done that which it was our duty to do. Luke 17:10. No one can live good enough to be saved, even if he lived in perfect obedience. If we are saved, it is by God's grace. By grace have you been saved through faith. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace. Ephesians 2:8 and Romans 3:23-24. As the scriptures record, Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he should taste death for every man. Hebrews 2:9. Because the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, we must die, because we all have sinned. But Jesus, by the grace of God, paid our penalty. The grace of God, though, makes demands of us. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus 2:11-12. None can be saved without grace. It is another link in the chain of salvation. The scripture says, But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Over and over, during his ministry on earth, Jesus emphasized the need for our belief in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. John 3:16 and John 8:24. When the Ethiopian asked about being baptized, the inspired Philip said, If thou believest, thou mayest. Acts 8:36-37. Paul and Silas were in prison in Philippi when God miraculously freed them. The jailer then asked, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:30-31. The Apostle Paul stated clearly, By grace are you saved through faith. Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8 and Romans 5:1. Friends, faith is a vital link in the chain of salvation. But contrary to what many teach, faith is not the only link. God's Word says that faith must be accompanied with obedience, for faith apart from works is dead. You see that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. James 2:24-26. One link does not a chain make, and as vital as faith is, there are other links in the chain that are also necessary. Jesus never came to this earth to save people so that they could go right on living in sin. He came to save people from their sin. Unless one is willing to turn his back on sin to live for Jesus, he cannot be saved. Jesus forcefully declared, Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. If anyone would be saved, it is necessary for him to repent. When people in Jerusalem asked, What must we do? Peter replied, Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you. Acts 2:38. He later told some of the same people, Repent ye therefore and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out. Acts 3:19. Peter reported to Jewish Christians the conversion of Cornelius and his household. And when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then to the Gentiles also hath God granted repentance unto life. Acts 11:18. The Apostle Paul preached the gospel to the intellectuals in Athens, and concluded by saying, The times of this ignorance there God winked at, but now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17:30. Surely none can deny that repentance is another vital link in God's chain. Baptism does also now save us. many people don't like it, is a direct quotation from the Word of God, 1 Peter 3:21. Notice the promise of the Lord. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned, Mark 16:16. People who object to the necessity of baptism have tried many arguments to nullify that verse, but it's still there. A simple question puts all objections to rest. Where did Jesus place baptism? Before or after salvation? Nowhere in God's Word does salvation take place before baptism, nor does baptism take place after salvation. The order is clearly set forth by the Lord and verified by every account of conversion in the New Testament. When people on Pentecost asked what to do, God answered by the mouth of Peter, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And then we read, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls." Acts 2:38 and 41. Friends, that has not changed. It's still true. After Saul of Tarsus had believed and repented, Ananias was sent by the Lord to tell him what to do. Acts 9, verse 6. "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. The purpose of baptism is clearly stated there, isn't it? Of course, baptism alone will not save anyone. We need every link in the chain. The Bible states clearly that we are baptized into Jesus Christ, baptized into his death, Romans 6:3. And every spiritual blessing is in Christ, Ephesians 1, verse 3. Satan will try every way he can to destroy the chain and leave sinners in the lost state. If he can persuade us to leave God out of our lives, he breaks the chain. If he can get us to leave out Christ, his gospel, his blood, or his grace, he has broken the chain. If he can persuade us to leave out faith, repentance, or baptism, he breaks the chain. Friends, don't rely on one link to save you. You need every one. Study carefully all of the Word of God. Now, which of the links would you leave out, and why? God in Christ gave us the gospel, which, by his grace, reveals salvation by the blood of Christ. But there are links that depend on our response: faith, repentance, and baptism. God and Christ have done their part. Now do yours. Put your trust in the Lord and forge the rest of the links in the chain of salvation. If there's any way we can help you, please let us know. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.